So just to to visit again how this poem came to be. It's there and how we feel it can point us to the right direction. So when we meditate, there's an important question, and we want to know something about ourselves. Who am I? And we want to know what is real. What is real? And what has the deepest meaning? And when we then sit down to meditate, we see images, we have conversations going on in our minds, we feel, we think, but all those things come and go. They are showing something about our minds, about how we find ourselves in the world, in this universe. And then we sometimes, little by little, and sometimes suddenly we see, well, all these things, they are held. They're held in something very alive. It is a subtle vibration, but something very alive and still. Something bright. So all these shadows, you can say, all these reflections appear within. An aware presence. And when we know that all the things that we always thought were reality, and now we feel they are reflections, and we experience it as such. You kind of know the reflections and the moon, the reflections and the mirror, they are one whole thing. And you know it, but it's not an individual knowing that you have learned. It is a knowing deep within. Which is actually a knowing that we all share. And the one who knows is not separate at all from what is seen, what is experienced. So when we look openly and see ourselves in the mirror, we know we are embraced in this knowing mirror. And yes, it is all of us. We are not just a body and a brain. There seems to be, and we know there is a presence. Then Dozan starts to describe the mirror in the sense of what it is and what it isn't. And he says here, this mirror is like a baby. So it says, it is just like an infant, equipped with 5 sense organs. It neither comes nor goes. Neither arises nor abides. Ba 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 ba, ho po ho ho. I don't know what a baby says in English, but it will be very similar because it's a phrase without meaning. And we cannot quite understand it because the words aren't formed. So, a baby, yeah, something new, new life, with all aspects, all sense organs, everything is present. It doesn't just come and go. You cannot even say it arises or it stays. It is expressive. It babbles, speaking without words. It speaks directly to us. And what do we understand then in the end? We end up not understanding anything. We comprehend nothing. Well, because the words of the baby have not yet meaning. They are not dictionary words. You cannot find them in Google. And yet, they're very expressive. They are true. They're true words. From now on, Tozan is pointing by means of his teaching of the five positions. This five. And we spoke earlier about various stages that are recognized in Zen training and very common of rivers and mountains, our mountains and rivers. Then they're not mountains and rivers. And then after all that questioning and looking again and looking very in a different way, then suddenly, then yes, they are again mountains, are again mountains, and rivers are again rivers. But that's not the same way as where we started though. Now, we spoke about that. Now, Tozan tries to explain how in the course of training, there's a shift here and there, a shift from what we as human beings consider reality. And in the beginning, it's indeed all the various things seem to be reality. And mountains are mountains and rivers are rivers. And then a shift occurs because the trainee gets more intuitive sense of the mirror. And Tozan here and there calls this a center or the more absolute, that which does not change, absolute in that sense. In this development, we may at some point see more mirror than reflections. But it isn't so that there are no reflections. Your sense of what is present is changing. Because first you think, oh, it's just mountains and rivers. And then you think, oh, hey, there are reflections in the mirror. There is a mirror. And when in our lives, our sense of this presence that's always there becomes very natural and strong, then you come into the third, and the fourth position in Dozan's explanation. And this is that this is a visual thing, and I'm not able to make something so visual during communication with you, but we could possibly send a few drawings. But let's not be distracted by the ways in which the drawings may express something. We can actually know what Dozan speaks about when we are training for some years. And when we see we are very engaged with the world and think that that is it, we actually, as meditators, notice that we do that. We see that in the mirror. And so that gives us more faith in that mirror. This is what I would like to say about it now, because in the coming three verses, Dozan will use an explanation from the I Ching about the relation of yin and yang, about the bright and the dark, and the center, and that which is off center. And that can be best when the various verses about this subject are treated in one go. And so we will do that next time. So what we have covered today is that the mirror, it is not a doing, it's not an action, but it is not without expression. So when you are looking into a jewel or a mirror that reflects, then the form, yes, your body, mind, and the image, they look at each other. And here, a beautiful wondering, a question can occur. Is this me? What is me? Is this truly what I am? Is the reflection in the mirror what I am? Is this jewel what I am? And then just this mirror is just as a baby born to this world. It has all five aspects, all five sense organs complete. And it neither comes nor goes. It neither arises nor stays. It babbles, speaking without words. So we end up comprehending nothing, as the words have not yet meaning, as the words are not yet recognized. They have meaning, but they have such a full meaning that no word can cover that meaning. So that are the two verses that we speak about today. Next time we go to the lines of the hexagram fire, which is an image from the I Ching.